10+2 listening test lesson on saying please. Dear students, you will hear an audio and you will have to answer the questions as you listen. There are two sections. Section 1. Before you listen to the audio, please read questions 1 to 5. Now listen to the audio.
Section 1. Alfred George Gardiner, born on 2nd June 1865 and died on 3rd March 1946, was the author of On Saying Please. He was an English journalist, editor, an author. His essays, written under the alias Alpha of the Plo, are highly regarded. In On Saying Please by A.G. Gardiner, we have the theme of courtesy, civility, morality, responsibility and control. In the example of the lift man, the liftman suffers only for his actions. He may have, in fact, changed the man's approach to him. Discourtesy is not a legal offense. By showing civility, the narrator argues that more is to be gained than if one is ill-mannered or ill-tempered towards another person. If anything, the lift man has lost his peace of mind and possibly his freedom. The narrator's example of the conductor is also interesting. He was full of patience. He kept his passengers comfortable. With elderly persons, he was like a respectful son. With children, he was like a father. He cracked jokes with young persons. He took care of handicapped people. He was gentle and soft-spoken. This essay tells us about the value of good manners. But bad manners are not a legal crime. A man with bad manners is disliked by everybody. Words like please and thank you are small words. But these words can solve difficult problems. These words oil the machine of life so that the life goes on very smoothly.
This is the end of section 1. You have some time to check your answers. Before you listen to section 2, please read questions 6 to 10. Now listen to the audio.
Section 2. Children meet Santa at the marketplace. Let's go see Santa, Lovey.
Oh, really? Where is he?
Look there, Lovey. Santa has a big bag with him.
Wow! I know he's fake, but I like playing with fake Santa.
Oh, come with me. There's a big line already.
Now you're looking very happy. Your eyes are glowing with excitement.
Here, I got these gifts from Santa, Dad.
You want to sit in Santa's lap, Lovey? Go and sit.
Yes, you must go and sit on Santa's lap.
Aha! It's very comfortable. I sat on Santa's lap. Papa, I sat on Santa's lap.
Have you been good this year, boy? Ho, ho, ho! Have you been good this year?
Oh, yes. I played nicely with my sister, obeyed my parents, and teachers are fond of me.
What would you like for Christmas, my boy? Ho, ho, ho!
I want a new teacher for Christmas.
Why? Why do you want a new teacher?
Because she gives us too much homework and I don't have time to play anyway with all those assignments.
Ho, 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 ho. But you can play all you want during vacation and holidays. Here, take this gift.
Thank you, Santa. Love you.
This is the end of the audio. Please check your answers.